Hey, Tim. Thanks for your time today.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Just wanted to, get you to elaborate a little bit more on the decision to keep Ryan around in management, and also address the idea that you've got a $2 million slot open for a candidate to be named later, let's say.
The decision on Brian, we spent the last 2 weeks analyzing where we are as an organization and decisions made to date. That analyzation was done by going out and meeting with people within the NBA that ultimately are people that I admire and respect for their basketball intelligence. I also spent a full day at the NBA office and got a lot of input there. In addition to that, we went back and talked to members of this organization, meeting the Raptors and Maple Leaf Sports, and got feedback there. So we had a short window. I know some people think it took too long, but 2 weeks was a bit of a process trying to get all that done. Once we accumulated that information, the decision was made to try to make sure that we protect the best interests of the organization going forward by doing two things. Number one, I admire and respect Brian and his passion and loyalty for the Raptors and for Toronto. I think he's actually done a good job with that. I think he has gotten involved in the community. He's gotten involved in the game of basketball in Canada. And on that area, I give him high marks. On basketball, I think we all know that there is great debate about decisions made in the past 8 years, and in particular in the last 5 years, not making the playoffs. And so there's accountability here. And we need a new set of eyes and a new thinking towards how we, from a basketball standpoint, go forward. So the decision was made to try to get the best of both worlds, if at all humanly possible. And we want to keep Brian as the president. He will be involved in a lot of things that will become a priority for the Raptors going forward, including the game of basketball in Canada, our relationship growing that sport. We are Canada's team, and I don't think we act like it. Our relationship with the Canadian Basketball Association, and trying to grow that relationship. We want to win the bid for the 2016 All-Star Game and celebrate our 20th anniversary. We want to look at building a new training center for the Raptors. We have work to do in this organization. We're not good enough. I believe Brian could help in a lot of those areas. But I still respect his opinion, his knowledge, his experience, and his relationships in basketball. I think it's a wealth of information, and I don't want to just throw it away. And so I want him to continue to be involved in giving us input and direction there. That said, the only way this is going to work is if we hire a GM that has the responsibility and the authority to make all basketball decisions at the end of the day, and this GM will have that. They will have final decision on all basketball-related issues, and they will report directly to myself. So it's a process. I understand that in taking on that process, there will be constant effort on my part to make sure that the authority and responsibilities are respected by all and that there's no miscommunication going forward. But I think if we can do this right, if we can create the right process and honor it, we have the best of both worlds, and that's what we were trying to get. The second question, Zach, there is no budget per se. The great thing about the Raptors is that our ownership is very committed to winning. And so we will look at what we have to do when we find the right person. But I can assure you that we are very focused on, first and foremost, making this a search to find the right person, not to fill the slot that we have in a budget item somewhere.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you. The next question is from Steve Simmons from the Toronto Sun. Please go ahead.
Hi, Tim. Are you not asking for problems when you have a president of a basketball team who was previously the general manager and bringing in a general manager who now reports to you without him there? I'm a little confused by the setup here.
I wouldn't say problem. Problems are ultimately predicting that we're going to have negative right off the bat. Let us put it a different way. Do I understand this is going to take a lot of effort? Yes. Do I understand it's unique? to have a guy that was the president and GM, and now he's just the president, and we're going to bring a new GM in who's going to have a direct report to the CEO. Yes. Do I understand that's going to tax Brian a little bit? 100%. But I think given, one, the circumstances that we found ourselves in, two, the timing of this decision and the need to make sure we don't have to go make a decision on a GM in 2 weeks, and three, given his choices, I believe this is in everyone's best interest to make this work. And so Brian's going to have to occasionally take a deep breath and understand now that a GM is going to have a direct report and final say-so on all basketball decisions, and he's going to have to live with that. And I hope he can, because if he can't, I'm fairly certain we're not going to fire the Toronto Raptors. So this is a process all are dedicated to, all understand the terms and conditions, and we move forward. But in order to find the right GM, in order to find the right person to get us on the right track here as an organization, we are going to have to honor that process and make sure there's an environment that allows that person to make the final decisions. That person has my commitment. That's first and foremost here. And if anyone ultimately disrupts that process, then I'll clean it up.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 on the telephone keypad if you have a question. The next question is from Eric Corrine from the National Post. Please go ahead.
Hey, Tim. Thanks for taking the time. Quick question. If a basketball job comes up for Brian, is he free to explore those opportunities with another team?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. There are no further questions registered at this time. I would now like to turn the meeting back to Mr. Deans. Oh, we know we do now have another question from Steven Rotterstein from Hoop World. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
I wanted to ask you about the process of finding a new general manager. Are you relying solely on internal means in this search, or have you involved the expertise of an executive search firm? Or just how are you going about it?
Stephen, thanks for asking that question. There's a little bit of misinformation, so appreciate the ability to clean that up. I'm doing the search, we're in the middle of it. So this is not the beginning of the search. We've already received permission to talk to some candidates from teams. We are still seeking permission from other teams on some candidates that are on my list. The list was compiled based on the advice and the input that I got from a lot of people that I've had the good fortune to develop a relationship with because I come from the NBA. And so we in the 2 weeks where we were doing due diligence, a lot of that was spent talking to other persons at clubs, other persons at the league office, and other people in the sport that gave me not only input on where we're at today and the mistakes that we made or the good decisions that we made, but as importantly, if we made a decision to change things up, who should we take a look at? And that, by the way, was advice that I got on cleaning house completely and starting all over, compared to keeping Brian as the president and just simply looking for a GM. So we had a wealth of information and advice. We took that about a week ago, and we began a little bit more than a week ago, and we began the process. So we have had conversations with clubs for permission. We have had specific conversations with candidates, and we still have additional conversations that have to be done. I'm doing that myself. Brian will now help me on that. He will give me advice. He will give me input. He will give me his knowledge. And I respect that and want that. But at the end of the day, it'll be a decision I have to make. And it'll be a decision that we try to get done here in the near future. We do have a search firm. That search firm is simply providing to me background on the candidates. They are not leading the search. They are not calling teams and asking for permission. They are not even in the interviews. And so the miscommunication there is that we had hired a search firm to go do this process. That's not true. We hired a search firm to assist on the background knowledge. It's a search firm, by the way, that I know well and has done other searches for me. And so I'm comfortable with them. But at the end of the day, I understand this falls on an obligation and a responsibility that I have back to the fans and to the owners to make sure we do this right, which means it's at the highest level of the organization. And it's, again, not only almost all of my time the last 2 weeks, but will continue to be my time for the next couple of weeks.
Thank you. The next question is from Steve Simmons from the Toronto Sun. Please go ahead.
Tim, there's no mention here of anyone else in the basketball organization or operation. Can you at least bring forth for us today where some of the other people in the basketball end of things stand right now?
That's up to the new GM. So whether it be coaches, whether it be front office staff, whether it be players, whether it be trades, whether it be drafts, at the end of the day, that's all going to be the GM. I do not want to be, nor am I qualified to be the GM, so that's not going to happen. We got to find somebody that we trust, somebody that is well-respected in the industry, and somebody that we're prepared to hand over the future of this organization from a basketball standpoint and allow them to not only make the decisions, but an environment that will allow them to make the best decisions humanly possible. So I'm not getting into any of that. The GM will ultimately have final say-so on all of that. We will get input and direction from Brian in those matters, but at the end of the day, the final call will be the new GM's.
Thank you. The next question is from Jeff Zildjian from USA Today. Please go ahead.
Tim, who have you sought, or with which teams have you sought permission to talk to people, and which teams are you seeking permission?
Boy, Jeff, I'd literally be taking your job away from you if I ultimately didn't allow you to speculate. But I don't want to get into disrupting other teams, nor do I want to get into disrupting other people. So I'm not going to get into that, and I'll enjoy watching the speculation out there.
Thank you. The next question is from Michael Grandi from Sportsnet. Please go ahead.
Tim, thanks again for this. How ambitious might you be in expanding the footprint? I mean, there's been a lot of talk about potentially rebranding this team and taking steps like that. Is it too early to think about that, or have you thought about that?
No, I have thought about that. Again, I had the good fortune. David Stern will tell you that any good ideas or ambition I've ever had are directly responsible because of him. And so I had the good fortune of going back and spending an entire day with the NBA. And we had a very honest assessment of this organization from a basketball standpoint, from a business standpoint, from an image standpoint. And the one thing that's clear to me is we have to do, you know, when I look at the Blue Jays, I have great respect for the fact that all of Canada follows the Blue Jays. It's not the same with the Raptors, and I get that. We are Toronto's team, but I think we have to learn how to be Canada's team. So I will acknowledge we've had conversations about our brand. I'm not sure where we're going there. We're in the early stages. I will acknowledge we absolutely have had conversations about the color and the makeup of our brand, our uniforms, and our image. To me, we should be all about the Canadian flag and Canada. And so there have been some specific conversations with the NBA about that. Our 20th anniversary is coming up. Tom Anselmi has spent a lot of time with his staff and crew beginning to think about that. Clearly, the 2016 All-Star Game is a flag in the sand that we've planted with the NBA. It is a must-have, in my opinion, and it will be the centerpiece of how we rebrand this. The change is going to be this. Toronto's not bidding on the 2016 All-Star Game. Canada is, and that's where we begin the change. And that will, if we can win it, that moment will be what we lead to as to a rebranding and a refocus on behalf of this organization to become an organization that, like the Blue Jays, acknowledges we're the only NBA team in Canada and we got to start acting like it. We want to win the hearts and souls of Toronto first, and we haven't. And so I understand we have work to do there. But we have an ambition to ultimately be Canada's team. And I clearly understand today that is an ambition and a goal we have not lived up to.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Cole Kelly from Toronto Star. Please go ahead.
Hi, Tim. During this 30-day window when you continue to seek a GM candidate, who will be acting on behalf of the organization, making roster moves or any potentially got a bunch of assistant coaches who are out of contract, or is there going to be a moratorium during that month?
No. So, you know, I'll admit, Paul, that I got a little bit of a chuckle out of taking a few shots on having Brian tonight during the telecast for the NBA lottery. I'm pretty sure that no matter who we would have put up there, the ball is going to bounce the way the ball is going to bounce. And so I'm going to lean on Brian right now to help on things like this. I'm going to lean on Ed Stefanski to help on things like this. I think at the end of the day, we have good people that can help us make decisions in the meantime. But clearly, I would prefer not to make major decisions. So, for example, as it relates to Coach Casey, that's a decision for the new GM. And I understand that we're under some immediacy on assistant coaches, but I think it's kind of hard to hire assistant coaches until we make sure we're good with Coach Casey. And so I clearly would like no decisions to be made on that until we can lock in on a GM. Thus, although I do appreciate we didn't have to make a decision on a GM in 2 weeks, this is not suddenly a hall pass where I believe we have months to make this decision. There is an immediacy that we feel, and I'm hoping that we could have an answer to this one in the very near future, because I know that there are important decisions to be made, people's lives that are at stake here, and I want to make sure that we, as much as humanly possible, allow the new GM to make the key decisions going forward, because this is going to be about his team, his decisions, and his vision, and I'm going to be very supportive of that.
Thank you. The next question is from Ian Harrison from Associated Press. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Thank you. One thing I think you mentioned, if I heard you correctly, was a role you saw Brian taking on with regards to changes to the team's training facility, and I wondered whether there were any further details you could provide on that.
Thanks, Ian. I think the NBA, with the new collective bargaining agreement and the cap, has become a league where recruiting is just as important as salary. I still come from the old school, which is, I know there's been much debate, especially as it relates to the Raptors, about players coming and going and whether or not they'll play in Toronto. I still think this is mostly going to be about contracts and money. But I also think there is some percentage that is going to be about environment and recruiting and atmosphere. And the thing that has been a little puzzling to me is this attitude that we can't get or keep good players. I've actually had the time in the last few weeks to go talk to players. And I got to tell you, that's not what players say. Players love Toronto, including big players in the league today who say that one of their favorite cities, and in the case of a couple of players that I think are some of the best branded players in the NBA today, they told me flat out Toronto is their favorite city. We have a great market and a great environment in order to get players. Now we got to go get all of the other resources necessary to make sure we are a point of destination that players want to come to or stay at. We certainly have the resources from our owners now to do that. And one of those pieces is the training center. So whether it's an upgrade to the current center or a brand new center, we've been given the green light to go explore that. And from a standpoint of that, from a standpoint, I've heard a lot about getting people in and out of Canada on the road trips. It's certainly a distinct disadvantage that the Raptors have that other teams don't have. There's a lot of things we need to do now that will allow us to go create an environment where, first and foremost, we believe that we're the best place for players to come to. And if we don't get there, and we're not there, that's what shocked me the most. We don't believe it's the best place to go to. We're going to change that attitude, and that means there are certain pieces of our environment that are going to have to be changed, including the training center, and Brian's going to be intimately involved in helping me with that, as will Tom. But we are going to change the way people think about our organization, and the first place to do that is we got to change the way we think about our organization.
Thank you. The next question is from Josh Lowenberg from TSN Radio. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Tim. You mentioned Brian's desire to remain in Toronto. Can you speak to his reaction to the changes throughout the process?
Well, one, he's very passionate about the Raptors. He's very passionate about the city. I think he's very fond of Toronto. Him and his family love it there, and they didn't want to leave. Two, Brian's probably ticked off at me. and there's no probably. He's ticked off at me. This isn't his perfect world either. But to his credit, he accepts it. And he understands the role. He understands the responsibilities. He understands the process. And most of all, I know there's been huge debate about whether or not Brian has the wherewithal to step aside and allow the GM to do their job and make the final decisions. He clearly gets that. He clearly understands that's the way it's going to be. And he clearly understands that the GM is going to report directly to the CEO. Does Brian think at the end of the day he could have done this in the current situation of being the president and GM? Yes. And if he didn't, I wouldn't want him in the organization. Did he fight like heck to preserve that? Yes, he did. And again, if he didn't, I wouldn't want him in the organization. I like Brian's tenacity, and I like his passion for the Raptors. The challenge here will be channeling that in the right direction and making sure that it doesn't disrupt the organization, but it adds to the process. If we could do that, this is going to be a great scenario. If we can't do that, then we'll fix it.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you. We have one last question from Mike Ganter from the Toronto Sun. Please go ahead.
Hi, Tim. Just wondering, with respect to the list that you've got right now for the GM search, I mean, and the immediacy that you've talked about, how extensive can that list get, and where are you right now, just in terms of numbers? I know you don't want to get into identifying individuals.
Well, Mike, I actually think it's a good question. I think we're fortunate that we have a lot of good relationships in the league. So I guess we could have had an extensive list with a lot less input from other people on who the key and best candidates would be. We had the good fortune of talking to a lot of people over the last 2 weeks and getting a lot of feedback on who the top three or four people are in this league that are deserving of a chance of running their own club. And by doing that, I think we decided far better to have a precise, focused list that doesn't mean we're interviewing 100 people. And I'm fairly certain the kind of candidate we're looking for. I know we want someone that has had success at trading. You guys all know we need to do a pretty good job of making some decisions on trades in this organization in the next year or two. We need to find somebody that has experience and a track record and a knowledge on drafting and development. And we need to find somebody at the end of the day that is very good at communicating a philosophy and a style of play to a coaching staff, building a coaching staff around that philosophy, and then sticking to it and making sure there is a great communication between them and the coach. And so those are the three priorities that we set from day one, and we have a very specific list of candidates that we think fit those priorities and need for the organization. So it's not a list of 20. It's a list of a half dozen. I'm very satisfied that that gives us enough diversity within that group to make the right decision and find the right person. My guess is some of the people on our list we will not get permission to talk to, and that's already happened. I also want to highlight that Ed Stefanski is on that list, although out of respect for Brian, I chose not to talk to Ed until we made this announcement today. So I'm looking forward to having an opportunity to discuss the position with Ed here in the next few days.